A look back at Kentucky Derby 144 on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Good morning. It's 10:05 and rain is in the forecast here for the 144th Run for the Roses. Jody Denling, Paul Rogers are joining us today from Churchill Downs. Paul, Jody, good morning to you guys.
Morning, Tony. The rain hasn't been anything heavy, just enough to be kind of annoying, I guess, for most people. We'll see how it plays out for the rest of the day. But wet, dry, cold, warm, they're going to run a derby today. They always do. They've been doing it for 144 years. We're excited to be back and be a part of it as usual.
Yeah, Tony, I mean, it's hasn't rained hard enough to this point to do anything to the track. I actually walked over from the backside, and it's a little, on the outside, a little bit of a kind of a mud kind of thing, but the track looks really good, and right now it's a fast condition, and I anticipate it will stay that way for most of the day.
Let's go out and about with Terry Miners. Terry.
Gregory Marcellus joins us here from Richmond, Virginia. Welcome.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be here.
Here in Louisville. How many derbies have you done in your lifetime?
This will be 8 for me. I'm here with my buddy. It's his 50th in a row.
You call yourself the
world's biggest jockey.
You're wearing a, I guess it's a kilt kind of a
kilt,
thing.
Yes, it's a kilt.
A kilt, and there's a horse hanging out of the bottom of his kilt skirt bottom or whatever, the hem. That's a tiny horse you have, and as you walk along, the little stuffed horse's legs shake.
Yes, yes, he does, and there's a pony under there, too.
There's a pony. There he goes. And so the idea, the look for you in your T-shirt where it says World's Biggest Jockey and that little bitty horse hanging between your legs, well, that doesn't sound right, does it? Gregory, I don't want to be rude, but I'm going to guess you're packing about 300 pounds?
Yep, yep.
300 pounds. You're a 300-pound jockey.
I'm a 300-pound jockey.
What does it say on the back here? The back of his shirt says, I beat anorexia. Congratulations, Gregory. I'm glad you had a stellar racing career back in the day.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're
thank
the
you.
Best, brother, man.
Let's head out to Leland Conway now and see who he's talking to. Leland, good morning.
And we have run into Ginny. Ginny, you've been a longtime listener to the radio station, and it was super exciting to bump into you today.
Oh, it's awesome to see you, actually meet you in person.
You have a beautiful hat. Where did you get that?
I got it at Penny's, believe it or not.
I got mine at Walmart. You like?
Your chapeau is always so styling.
How do I pronounce that again? I don't know.
Chapeau.
What does that stand for? Like, what does that mean?
It's a hat in French.
Okay, that works. I'll go with that. So how many derbies have you been to?
I think I've been to actually derbies, probably 5 since I've lived here in 88.
Now, have you picked a horse in this race?
Yeah, I actually have. I'm really liking the one that collars Manasseh.
Mendelssohn.
That's the one. I like him. And, of course, my boy Jack, because my daughter Mary's boyfriend is named Jack.
Oh, perfect.
So I include him. And Justify. I just like the name.
Are you sure you're not picking that just because everybody else is?
No, I like the name.
Now, Mendelssohn is awesome because he's Irish, so that's pretty...
Hello, red hair.
There you go. Perfect. Well, it's good to see you, Jenny.
Good to see you, too.
Gus Allen was backside at Churchill Downs talking to a young jockey from Louisville, Kentucky, who's had a great career already, Drayden Van Dyke.
I'm with Drayden Van Dyke. He is down here, a hometown guy from here in Louisville, Kentucky, but raised near another famous track in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Is this your first Derby Day here in Kentucky?
Not my first one, but first one as a jockey, being out on the track. So it's a little different scenario, but really happy to be here.
You're on Instilled Regard. It's a horse that's almost gotten in the money a couple times, had a good trip at Santa Anita. How do you think that'll work for your horse in the Derby?
I think it's going to work good. You know, he can get a mile and a quarter for sure. So that's a big step.
Drayden, thank you so much. One of the up-and-coming jockeys right there, Drayden Van Dyke. He'll be on Instilled Regard later this afternoon in the 144th Run for the Roses.
Let's go out to Nick Coffey now with 790 WKRD Cards Radio. Nick?
All right, we're talking with Matt Peters here in the infield at the Kentucky Derby, and I had to flag Matt down because of all the outfits, all the different get-ups I've seen so far this afternoon. He's got a suit. Well, I'll let you explain it to the folks.
It's a $100 bill suit. You know, it's brought me luck so far. I've won twice today. You know, and this is a dream of mine to go to the Kentucky Derby. I've actually been to the Preakness before. The Derby this year, I'm going to go to the Belmont next year, and so I'm hoping it brings me more money later on today when the Derby kicks off.
He's not exaggerating, folks. His suit is exactly a bunch of $100 bills, so this is your first Derby.
This is my very first Derby, yep.
Well, I'm hoping you're enjoying yourself despite the weather. I mean, it's not been good.
It's been fine. You know, the beer helps.
Am I wrong in saying that if you win a couple races, the weather becomes, it doesn't matter at all, right? Like, all that matters is winning.
It's a non-factor, even if I don't win any more races. But for the record, if my wife's listening, I've already won a couple, so I haven't bossed that much money yet.
You've already won a couple. Have you gotten a chance to pick which horse you've got in the Derby yet?
Yeah, you know what? I really think Mendelsohn will win this year.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, and we wish you nothing but the best of luck the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Let's go out to Kobe and Rucker from 98.9 Radio Now and see who they're talking to out with the crowd.
Hey, it's Rucker and Kobe. We're hanging out for Derby 144, live from Churchill Downs. Kobe, you feeling good?
I'm feeling great. Christine is with Fashion at the races.
Yep, at the races.
She's doing my bow tie, because my bow tie was not tied.
He came unprepared, but obviously we're at the Derby, so somebody could hook us up with tying your bow tie. And we found a professional.
I'm trying my best right now. I'm looking at a tutorial, and I'm working on it. I'm almost done.
My whole life is based off YouTube tutorials, so it's all good.
Me too.
Okay, who do you got for your Derby horse?
Justify, or what was the one with Moon?
I don't know.
I'm just going to go with number three. Magnum Moon.
All right, Magnum Moon and number three. You heard it here first.
Yep.
It's going down live for Derby 144. Kobe, you ready for this?
I'm ready for a beverage. I'm ready for a beverage real soon. Let's start gambling on some ponies, man. I'm down. Let's do it.
And Howie Lindsay had a chance to talk to the jockey for Audible, Javier Castellano.
Here in the paddock, Javier Castellano, what's the track looking like right now?
The track is wet. Sloppy track.
Pointing ahead to the Derby, tell us a little bit about Audible.
Audible is a good horse. He won the Florida Derby. He started developing himself. He's a great horse. I think he needs to win. It's about luck this time, you know. The track is sloppy, whatever the horse is, they like it. If he like it, I'm going to be in good spot, you know.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Howie Lindsay on News Radio 84 WHAS with Javier Castellano.
Justify had a good beginning. The expected pace setter promises fulfilled will go out to lead them. Justify is right after him, and Volcoro is close and just to the outside of them. Then Good Magic, Noble Indie on the outside. Flame Away is down toward the rail. As they make their way into the far turn, there goes Justify. Justify takes the lead as they round the far turn. He opens up now to a length. Volcoro comes after him. Good Magic is in the midst of his rally, and it's a three-wide bid toward Justify as they make their way toward the top of the stretch. Justify and Good Magic start to pull away from the others, and they're into the stretch. And it's Justify and Mike Smith turning for home in front. Good Magic and Jose Ortiz a length behind as they come into the final furlong. Bravazo's down the center of the track, and then Audible on the inside, who's now up in a third. Justify a two-length lead as they come to the final 16th. Good Magic on the outside is second. Audible third toward the inside. Then it's still Regard. They're coming to the wire. He's Jolt Awesome. Justify has won the Kentucky Derby.